Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. If you're serious about accomplishing your goals, fulfilling your dreams, achieving your destiny, you got to know. Your picture is on the post office wall in hell because you're on the devil's hit list.
I love that.
However, that doesn't mean you have to back up or back down from what God has called and empowered you to achieve.
Hallelujah.
The enemy will do everything possible to render you ineffective in the marketplace, the workplace, and the kingdom of God. However, there's no need for you to fear because John, 1 John 4:4, Classic Amplified Bible says, "Little children, you're of God. You belong to Him and have already defeated and overcome them, the agents of the Antichrist, because He who lives in you is greater, mightier than he who's in the world." Can somebody say
hallelujah?
Here are seven ways to arm yourself for spiritual combat and victory. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
Number one, make things right with your commanding general. Don't go into battle with unconfessed sin. The sin may be unconfessed, but it's not unknown. You can't hide or keep anything from God. When we ask God to forgive us of our sins, it's immediate and the deck is cleared. 1 John 1:9, Classic Amplified. If we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, He is faithful, just, true to His own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to His will and purpose, thought, and action. The Message Bible translation of that verse says, He'll forgive our sins and purge us of all wrongdoing.
Number two, prepare the day before and not the day of the battle. The old folks in the old days used to say, be prayed up. But the point of it is this, before you go to bed each night, make your to-do list for tomorrow. Before you go to bed each night, write down what God has done and manifested in how He's manifested His presence in your life that day. Before you go to bed at night, say a confession. Talk about, speak about the success you're going to have the next day. And before you go to bed at night, turn any unresolved issues, anger or guilt or frustration with family members, coworkers, whatever, over to the Lord. Before you go to bed at night, make sure your house is in order, meaning the accurate arrangement of things by putting everything in its proper place. Before you go to bed at night, lay out your clothes for tomorrow so you can begin your day without hesitation or delay. Before you go to bed each night, determine what CDs you'll be listening to tomorrow as you drive to work or wherever it is you have to go. Ephesians 6:11-18 gives us some great advice. Ephesians 6, starting with verse 11 in the New Living Translation, says, "Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere."
That's a powerful passage of Scripture.
Amen.
Number three, always expect to be victorious and successful. Deuteronomy 4:4, New Living Translation. "But all of you who were faithful to the Lord your God are still alive today. every one of you. Through faith, arouse your expectation every day. Psalm 5:3 in the New Living Translation says, listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly. Greet the day with anticipation and expectation what God is going to do in and through you as we let him. He does not want us to settle for whatever and whoever comes our way. The scripture in Luke 19:13 says we're told to occupy until I come. If you look up the word occupy in Strong's Concordance, it's G4231. It means to be occupied in anything, carry on in business, carry on the business of a banker or a trader. Now, the word occupy comes from a root Greek word meaning that which has been done, a deed, an accomplished fact, what is done or being accomplished. Wow. No question, God wants you and I to be victorious and successful, accomplishing that which he is in, which he's called and empowered us to achieve.
Hallelujah. Number four, utilize, maybe you say put to good use, the power of the Holy Spirit. In Romans 8:11 in the New International Reader's Version, it says, the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. So the God who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your bodies, which are about to die. He will do this by the power of his Spirit who lives in you. If we are not tapping into God's power source, honestly, the answer can be found in Matthew 22:29 in the New International Version. And this tells you exactly what's happening. Jesus replied, you are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. Wow. In Isaiah 40:29 in the New Living Translation, it says, he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. We need to remember, always remember, that God has not left us powerless.
Amen.
He's given us what we need.
Yes.
We need to utilize it.
That's right.
In Romans 15:13, New Living Translation, it says, I pray that the God who gives hope will fill you with much joy and peace while you trust in him. There's the key, trusting in him. Then you will, your hope will overflow by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number five, no anger, doubt, or fear. If you want to be victorious over every attack of the enemy, there are three things which cannot be in your life. Cannot be. Ephesians 4:26-27, Classic Amplified. When angry, do not sin. Never let your wrath, your exasperation, your fury, or indignation last until the sun goes down. Leave no such room or foothold for the devil. You have no opportunity to him. It said no anger. Matthew 21:21. New Living Translation. Then Jesus told him, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, be you lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. That verse also said, no doubt. No doubt. 2 Timothy 1:7, Classic Amplified. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craving and cringing and phoning fear. But he's given us a spirit of power and of love, of a calm and well-balanced mind, discipline, and self-control, meaning no fear.
Number six, create your own team of prayer warriors. Hallelujah. Everybody needs a team, a circle of friends that encourage and exhort. In James 5:16 in the Classic Amplified, it says, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous person, righteous man, makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When we enlist several close friends, it could include your pastor, it could include the folks in your church. You pray for them, they pray for you. Dynamic power is loosed in the lives of prayer warriors. There is power when we pray for one another, and a lot of promises too. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 25 in the Classic Amplified says, so that there should be no division or discord among you, or lack of adaptation of the parts of the body of each other to each other, but the members all alike should have a mutual interest in care for one another. You need to be able to have that prayer of agreement and it operate. When we read this scripture, we were reminded of the anagram for the word team, pulling the team in, that we learned years ago.
Yeah, we talked about it
not
last
long
Sunday
ago.
Night.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Live.
Team, T, together, everyone achieves more. T-E-A-M. This anagram, to us, everything and everyone working together, as everyone is blessed, and in doing so, they bless each other and they bless themselves. So it's important to remember that we need to be praying for each other as prayer warriors. We're all in this together.
Number 7, operate in authority. God has given you authority over every lie and attack of the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we forget this, but it's fundamental, especially if you want to win the fight of your life and whatever you're going through at the moment. As I said, I know we've discussed Luke 10:19 numerous times before.
But you can't get enough of
it. You can't. We have to be reminded of the power, devil chasing, destiny shaping truths it contains. Luke 10:19, one of your favorites.
Yeah, million.
Luke 10:19, King James, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. The first word in this verse translated power is the Greek word exousia. It means delegated power, or better said, authority. The second word translated power is dunamis. It means ability. So notice carefully what God is actually saying. I give you authority over all the ability of the enemy.
Hallelujah.
We repeat this because we need to get a hold of it. We have total authority over all the ability of the enemy.
And nothing shall by any means hurt us.
That's exactly right. The Bible, that's what the Bible literally says.
Amen.
Nothing shall by any means hurt us. It also says that we have total power, authority over every lie of the devil. You never have to lose again. You can always conquer and always triumph in all things. We need to be reminded of the power available to us, because as we follow God's instructions, do what he tells us to do, and give as he directs us to do, you can be assured the attacks of the enemy will intensify.
But
hallelujah.
Amen.
We
will win in the end.
That's right. We have the victory, and we can win in every fight our lives.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Not only is this a blessing, but we have tonight.
Sunday Night Live.
Sunday Night Live. Don't miss it.
6 p.m. Eastern. Go to haroldherring.com. Click on the button that says Join Harold and Bev Sunday Night. And by the way, while you're at the website, whether it's today or tonight, if you've been blessed by the teaching at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
And tonight at 6 p.m.
That's right.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.